Welcome back inside the game here in Tuscaloosa. Kevin Norwood, 10 years from now. Any chance Kevin Norwood's doing a talk radio show in Tuscaloosa? I mean, have you enjoyed the first 36 minutes of being a radio guy? I mean,
hey, I might be able to take your job, but no, I'm just kidding. No, this is real fun.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, you've lit up the phone calls. A lot of folks, and I've told you this, and I'm not trying to make you feel a little different. The fans love you. I don't even know any way to put it. I mean, and I think a lot of it is your humble personality. I watch you on Facebook. I watch you on Twitter. You react with the fans. You sort of embrace that role of wearing that crimson jersey and representing the University of Alabama family. And I was trying to say that in the first part of the interview and didn't do a very good job. But every time we have you on, it's always a lot of fun, and a lot of folks are reacting. So let's go back to the calls. DeAndre, you're inside the game here in Tuscaloosa with Kevin Norwood.
Hey, Ryan. How's it going?
Good. Thank you so much.
Hey, Kevin. How you doing?
What's up, buddy?
Not much, man. I'm just calling in and let you know that I really appreciate the time that you played at the university. I was a big fan of yours. I had a nickname for you. I'm sure you probably heard it several times before. But my nickname for you was Mr. Reliable.
Okay, perfect, perfect.
Because I feel that, you know, you and AJ, and that's not taking anything away from the other guys, too, because yeah, I'm a diehard Alabama fan, but I just like the chemistry that you and AJ, you know, had the time that you was there. Pretty much you bailed us out a lot of situations, you know, catching the ball. And my biggest game I know I can remember is the LSU game when you all was, you know, in Baton Rouge and you was driving up the field.
Yeah.
That was a big drive.
Oh, yeah, one of my favorite moments.
Right, so I just want to tell you, know, thank you for, you know, what you did the time while you was at the University of Alabama. And I'm still a big fan, and even though I'm a Miami Dolphins fan, I will be supporting you, you know, with the Seattle Seahawks because I like Coach Carroll, too.
I really appreciate it. I hope you do, and thank you. I really appreciate it.
DeAndre, thank you so much for your phone call.
Okay, thank you, Ryan.
Absolutely. Roll Tide, right back to you. See, as a media guy, I'm not really supposed to say this, Roll Tide, but I sort of embrace it that I'm an Alabama fan. It's okay.
You have to. You're in Tuscaloosa. You have to.
Yeah. But a lot of media guys sort of poke jabs at me and say, should you really show your colors? Absolutely. I was raised in this state. I was born in this state, so no use of hiding my allegiance to the University of Alabama. Jerry, you're inside the game. Kevin Norwood here. Got a question for Kevin? Go ahead.
Well, I do. I got a couple of comments. First of all, Kevin, I've been going to Alabama football games since the late 50s. Seen a lot of great receivers, but I don't know if I've ever seen one that was in the right place and at the right time to make a catch like you. Not necessarily for a touchdown, but just to keep a drive going.
Yes, sir.
You had so many big catches. You're one of the all-time greats, as far as I'm concerned. But the one I remember the most, you turned the flip going into the end zone.
Don't talk about it.
I say I've been your very first one. How bad did you get in the doghouse?
I was in the doghouse for at least the rest of that year.
That was awesome because our seats were right there in that north end zone.
Yeah.
So you could probably hear a scream, but that was awesome. I will never forget that.
Is that the one that you got your breath knocked out of you?
No, he's talking about my first one with the Penn State.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about when the end zone, I think, AJ, you'd caught the football, but I think the ball knocked the breath out of you in the end zone. I've got a photo of it. I think it was it Tennessee? Jerry, I'm sorry. I may be a little bit confused, but I thought there was one that was a corner of the end zone this year.
This is freshman year.
Okay, my bad. Okay, I'm sorry, Jerry. I missed it. I missed the freshman year.
He was going in the end zone and turned a flip.
Yeah.
We were high five. We're old men. We're up there just having a ball. I will always remember that catch probably as well as all your others. But, yeah. I've been going to all Alabama games. You're one of the all-time greats of all time. Now that you've moved on, I hope you'll stay in touch with the university and let your presence be known out there. We still need you now, as much as we did to the plate.
Roll Tide.
Absolutely, Jerry. We've got a few minutes left here with Kevin Norwood inside the game. 205-342-9904. We have one line available if you want to talk to Kevin Norwood. Red, you're inside the game with Kevin Norwood. Good evening.
Hey, good evening, Ryan and Mr. Kevin.
How you doing?
Hey, Mr. Kevin, I got a couple of real quick questions, but first of all, I want to thank you for what you've done for the university and staying here your senior year and accepting the Senior Bowl invitation. That really meant a lot to us Alabama fans.
Well, of course. Thank you.
And the first question I got for you is, how did it feel to leave Nick Saban's discipline and hard charge of football to go to the Senior Bowl and get ready for one game?
Oh, wow. It was, my mind was ready to go because I felt like I left everything out on the field. I left everything at Bama. I gave Bama my best. I gave it my all. But my body was telling me, yes, let's hurry up and leave, because my body was worn down. But, just going into the Senior Bowl, I was already ready. I was already prepared. But it wasn't really that much of a separation. I didn't have to work. Well, I worked hard, of course. That's what I do.
Well, we really appreciate it. And the other quick question is, how's it feel to be around old Jesse again since you got to Seattle?
Jesse Williams.
Oh. Jesse's a goofball, man. I hope he's listening, too. But
he's in town, by the way.
Yeah, he's in town. He got pulled on you.
Yeah, Jesse is a great teammate, man. To be honest, No, he can't catch me.
Okay.
he works as hard as anybody I know. I mean, he lives in that weight room. Of course, as you can see, the results show. But not just with the weights, but with the conditioning and the running that he does. He's there everyone at the complex. From 8 to however long he's there, just working. So I mean. You can tell you that he really wants this, and so it just allowed me to want to be there and want to help, want to work with him, want to get into it and work just as hard as him, because I know he knows what it takes to make it at the next level. I mean, he's already had 1 year under his belt and stuff like that. So Jess is a great teammate.